This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey, Coyote.
What is that?
I think I'm going to adopt that right now.
What is that in reference to?
Emily. Brock Purdy saved somebody on the set of a commercial shoot by saying, "Hey, Coyote."
Yeah. Emily had to basically describe how the scene was, and that was her. That's how he was saved.
Yes.
She was saved.
By Hey, Coyote.
Hey, Coyote.
I know you guys will spend a lot of time on this. I don't want to spend a ton of time on it, but Zion doesn't go out of that game. Lakers playing Friday night.
I don't know.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. They got excited.
They
couldn't stop them.
No, they did.
They had no answers for him.
None.
But they couldn't stop the Lakers either. So it would have come down to the end.
It felt like the Mo had really switched sides.
Right. And they looked a little tired too.
I was stunned. Matter of fact, I said it in the air, stunned that Darvin didn't call a timeout during that run. I mean, they were just coming. They had a 12-point lead, and they erased it all in like 3 minutes. And I'm like, where's the timeout?
Saving them for the other part of the tournament.
But as it turns out, at the end of the game, New Orleans had no timeouts.
Yeah.
They needed them.
They did.
So maybe
need
Darvin
one.
Was smarter than me.
Reggie had an
interesting game Friday, isn't there?
Yeah. If Zion didn't get hurt, I think it was – they were coming.
Okay.
Were coming
can I – this guy – I think
wait,
every,
can I just – Emily, why do you hate haiku? Emily hates haiku.
Well,
do
I don't think that's
don't
what, I don't think that's what happened.
He's just
with
being a
Vic
cop.
The Brick.
Oh, that's true. Now,
yeah.
All day long, it's National Haiku Day.
It is.
Travis has been doing haikus, and Emily has been scoffing.
My haiku was off of Emily being angry at Travis.
Oh, okay.
So you're
and
right.
I hear this one.
So you're right.
Yeah. I had several haikus that were regarding Travis's age.
Look, we got off on a bit of the wrong foot because I like a good haiku. I even like a bad haiku, quite frankly.
Who doesn't love a good haiku?
And so Emily dipped her toe into the haiku pond, and her first haiku was inaccurate. It had six syllables in the opening stanza.
Oh, Emily.
So then she called in the haiku police.
So when I pointed this out to her, she immediately turned her guns on me, and I've been in the crosshairs ever since.
Yeah. It's like getting a ticket for being 5 minutes late to your meter, which again,
but
I was 5 minutes late to my meter.
But the whole point of haiku is the structure.
I thought the In-N-Out Burger haiku
is a really good one.
Especially
very
good.
John, would you
especially
like to hear
especially good.
It?
Sure.
That's not really enthusiastic,
but you're going to hear it anyway. Okay, good.
He's very excited.
Yes.
Hold on.
Oh, get the glasses.
I can't
read my own writing.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
Never disappoints. Animal style plus shake. What it's all about.
Oh, what it's all about.
Seems simple.
That third line.
But that's part of the idea.
You even got their slogan in there in the third line. Please.
Finally. Somebody that understands my brilliance.
That's what haiku's all about.
I love his response. Seems a little simple.
Yeah.
But that's the idea. You have to fit in a thought into a very tight format.
Right.
I thought it was brilliant. Would you like?
I thought. Would we like to hear more?
Yeah.
You have others.
Yeah. No. What about the Costco haiku?
You ready?
I got one for Emily real quick, and then
okay,
go to Costco.
Good.
So we did this one earlier. Emily angry. Why are you so mad at Trav? I am now in fear.
I was
could be used any day.
Yeah.
That was Emily coming at us.
That was Emily.
You consider that good.
No.
Because that's not a good haiku.
I consider it a haiku.
I mean, if we had...
I didn't consider it a good haiku.
If we had haiku experts here as judges, that would not pass.
All right, how about this?
You know what would pass? Travis's Costco haiku.
Speaking of.
Oh, yeah.
Hot dogs and tires. Diapers to silk-lined coffins. Extravaganza.
I love that it's one that the third one is just five
syllables.
We get each
one other.
Word.
Yeah. We get each other.
These all suck.
To me, that's you've captured the spirit.
You know what I think
of
it is.
Thank you.
I think John got in really, really late last night,
and he's like, I don't want to deal with any of you. I'm just getting through this thing today.
I literally woke up with the mother of all colds.
You sound a little nasal.
Oh, an hour ago I had no voice.
Oh,
have you
really?
Gone through your? Did you go to your bag?
Yeah, I have deployed all of my tricks.
An emergency.
I have a feeling it's going to end like it did with you.
Uh-oh.
Where you came in, you tried to go, and Bergman pulled the plug on you.
Well, you got to be, let's be honest, Saturday afternoon is the
big
one.
Yeah, you got to be on
right?
your game.
So if I had a game tonight, I probably couldn't do this show.
No, seriously? You couldn't do the show because
well,
of the
you'll
voice?
See. You'll yeah. see. My voice will not sound good in about an hour.
Because, you know, I mean, we've got world's greatest A, Greg Bergman here.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Greg will hop in. Greg's already getting coming in.
Oh, yeah, no.
He's in like, the back going, la, 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 la. He's warming up.
It's like an understudy in a play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's ready to roll. Ready to roll.
Okay, how did you feel during the game? Because I think...
Stoned.
Okay, that's good. Right, good. That's good.
Yeah.
Because Trav had the perfect explanation. I think every fan was... You're watching the game. Yep. Lakers go up 18. It's like, okay, hey, this is what they're going to do.
Cruise control. Let's roll.
There is no trying to be too cute with this.
They showed up. They took care of business.
Then it got close.
Yeah, it did.
And then it was, listen, I was under the same thing, too. I know there's no guarantee past Friday. I know they could, if they lost a game, they could lose Friday and the season's
sure,
done.
Sure.
But there were definitely times like, the world's not going to end if they lose this game.
I thought the same thing.
And again, every...
I thought wouldn't be the worst thing in
the world. If it were a typical kind of elimination... I know it's not an elimination game, but like a very important game that... Because if you lose now, all of a sudden you're in a one-and-done situation. The frustration of watching your team let an 18-point lead slip through its
sure.
fingers. The frustration
right.
of the head coach not calling a timeout when you're hemorrhaging points. That Zion Williamson is just giving you the business would be somebody do something. This is and it was more like, hey, look, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, it was
nobody
it
was really frantic.
No,
like, do that.
It
no.
wasn't that.
But that's a weird way to watch a
yeah,
game.
Yeah, but then when they did win, it's like, okay,
well,
cool,
Ireland,
they won.
Ireland sort of described it best. He said, I think he said yesterday, it's a no, kind of a no-loss situation.
Yeah, no matter what would have happened, they would have been fine. Although, if Sacramento would have played
yeah,
the way they played last night, nobody was beating them.
Yeah.
You think it's the end of the Warriors, as we know it?
I think Klay is gone. Mm. I think I wouldn't be shocked if Wiggins is gone. Mm. I think Draymond
and Chris Paul is going to be gone for
sure.
Yeah,
I think Draymond and Steph will be back, and everybody else's all bets are off. Not even Michael knows if Clay's going
to
be there.
Yeah. Steph feels to me like the only sure thing, right? Because Steph is in the small group of people.
Who never changes his
Green just signed his contract.
Who else is going to take that money for Draymond, though? I don't.
Yeah. I get in the short term, I'm with you on Draymond, but like if I close my eyes and could I see Draymond Green playing for another team? I can't.
Yeah.
It feels like I could see Draymond. I have a really hard time with that with Steph. Like,
although,
I just don't ever
Draymond's
see
still
that
effective.
Happen.
I heard,
still
effective. I forget who I was listening to this morning, and they said that Clay's got to be prepared to go from 46 to 20 something.
I think the Warriors should offer Clay 2 years, 50.
That seems about right, 20-something.
See if he takes it.
Yeah.
I think it's a good deal for him and a good deal for them.
He had a perfectly fine year by,
is he
by the
more
average
from team.
That's a good question.
But I'll tell you, not a great year for Klay Thompson if you compare him to himself.
No.
But if you compare him to everybody else in the league, still pretty decent year.
Is he a role player at this point in his career? Like come off the bench, knock down threes, wait in the corner, and get that kick out, and is that the role?
No, he's better than a role player. He's a starter in the league, but
I don't know. I think he might be better off the bench.
He's not a $40 million player anymore.
Yeah.
And neither is Chris Paul, by the way.
No, he's no, a Chris Paul zero. I mean, he was a non-factor across the board.
Yeah.
There was nothing that felt like, oh, that's Chris Paul. It's like, yeah, that's just a guy out there running around.
And they can't run it. I mean, imagine if they try to run it back. You're 10th in the West. Next year, Ja Morant's going to be back from Memphis. They'll be in the playoff mix. Houston was in the mix almost to the end of the season.
Year.
San Antonio, you figure with Wemby, they'll be better as well. They're kind of, okay, who comes out for them to, like, why would it be better next year?
I
don't see how it would be better for them next year.
From their team-building perspective, they have added a couple of young pieces who are potentially going to be ascending
players.
Yeah,
I like their draft picks.
Both Kuminga
and
Podziemski. Yeah, both are nice players. Now, I would imagine that's their room to grow. Do they want to hold it together in order to keep
like
this
for the
core?
Sake of the core? Like, maybe it's not the perfect decision from a basketball standpoint, but you have... For like the big three of big threes.
Yes.
You have Thompson, Curry, Green, four titles together, three Hall of Fame players. All three have spent their entire careers with one team, with the not only Steve Kerr, but mostly Steve Kerr. Keep it together just to keep it together.
Well, the other dynamic here is that Joe Lacobs apparently said he wants to get under the luxury tax.
Yeah, they have the highest payroll in the NBA.
So, I mean, all of a sudden, if Chris Paul, that makes sense. Wiggins, potentially. Clay, you know, if you can
Clay
get him
Lakers?
Down to the 20s. Yeah, Clay Laker, and the Lakers.
Lakers are on the money.
They can't afford him?
I don't think so. I don't know where they're going to get, you know, because even if LeBron opts out, they're over the cap. Mm-hmm. So I'd be surprised if they figured out a way to get Clay here.
I wonder if there's going to be a team we're not talking about that has cap space, and they're offering Clay.
Here's two teams you should watch.
Orlando
is the one and everybody's Dallas. Saying. Yeah.
Dallas.
Yeah. They both have money.
Dallas is interesting.
Dallas is really interesting.
That'd be a guard-heavy lineup. It'd be Kyrie, Luka, and Clay on the same team.
Yeah.
Orlando can use a vet like that. Sure.
Trying to see if I have any more haikus, Mace. I think I used
Don't them. Share them with John.
John, yeah, John's on the scene.
Yeah, your haikus are very, shall we say, basic.
See, you know, I don't think you, Mace, am I wrong to say that he doesn't appreciate the form the way that you and I do?
Well, Trav, and I say this with all due respect, you're no Vic the Brick.
No, it is, yeah. It is an art, but he did bring the haiku to Los Angeles.
Well, sure.
Haiku did not exist in L.A.
Shaquille,
until Vic the Brick.
The big bamboo. Bend don't break. See, that bend don't break isn't long
bend
enough.
Bend don't break. No, it doesn't work.
See?
Yeah.
I'm a stickler for the rules.
Emily is a hater. Oh, that line fits into the middle.
That could be, and by the way, there's a lot you could put on both ends of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would
lots
make
of
that
beginnings and lots
very,
of ends.
Very, very true. Much like my haiku, Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out. That's what a hamburger's all about.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, it's a mail it in
mail
by Morales.
It in Wednesday.
Good afternoon.
So last night the Lakers punched their ticket to the playoffs. They're in the number 7 seed, and who are they playing? Oh, Denver. Oh, the defending champs, Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I said?
You think they have no chance? It's a sweep.
I do. Well, I think they can win a game.
A
gentleman sweep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Think they can win again.
Singular.
I
am picking them to win.
I'm not picking them to lose. It's weird. I think there's power when no one is picking you. And
sure.
No one is picking them right now.
Yep.
And I can't make this more clear. They're feeding off of the fact that people like you give them zero chance.
You think they're listening to me?
They're listening to everybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and no one is giving them a chance. And this is one of the great things about sports.
Sure.
When no one gives you... I remember this week was like the 30th anniversary of Hearns Hagler.
Oh, right.
I remember when Sugar Ray Leonard fought Hagler, and I read a cartoon about a week before the fight. And it was making fun of Sugar Ray Leonard thinking he even had a chance against Marvin Hagler.
Right.
And, of course, he beat him. I think it's a long shot. I will admit it. But the Lakers are better equipped this year than they were last year. And I can...
They don't have Vando, who's arguably their second best defender. How are they better equipped this year than they were last year?
I'm glad you asked.
I know. You've got he's got like a binder with all of his notes. I like this.
He does his homework.
Yeah, exactly.
I send this stuff to you guys, but you never read it.
I read your stuff every single day.
What was
day.
In the Ticam yesterday?
I never read the Taikin.
I never read the Taikin.
No, I never read the Taikin. That's things you ask Michael. Not. Yeah. I thought that was always for Michael, not for us. I read the rest of the stuff, but the Taikin thing. Explain, first of all, Taikin is
stands for Things I Can Ask Michael.
Excellent.
So this was on the sheet last night.
I just want to give you one of these.
No, I don't want it.
I'll take one. Yeah.
The So
how are they better equipped?
Okay. I'm just going to throw these stats at you.
Yeah, throw them at me.
They finished with a better record than last year by 4 games.
Yes.
It was their third best regular season record over the last 12 years. Okay. The only time that they were better was when they won the bubble title. And in 21, or not even, they weren't even better. They were 42 and 30. In terms of a full 82-game season, you got to go back to the last time they top 47 wins, which is what they have this year.
Right.
2011.
Wow.
Offensively, it's been the best shooting season since the NBA began tracking numbers in 1996.
The Lakers' best shooting season.
Best shooting season since 1996. They finished in the middle of the rankings in efficiency, but their field goal percentage was top five in the league. And after the All-Star break, they were top five in both efficiency and shooting.
Right.
So they have a chance.
Oh, I'm not saying, by the way, the chances are never zero.
Well, the chances are never zero. They were zero.
I mean, can you ever say anything is a 100% sure lock?
Sure.
Can you?
Victor Wembanyama is going to be the first pick in the draft. Caitlin Clark's going to be the first pick in the draft.
But in a series, in a contest.
You can't even bet those.
If you were picking games. Yeah. Like, I don't think the odds are ever zero. I think it's highly, highly, highly unlikely that the Lakers were to advance to the second round.
Highly unlikely. Statistically, it is.
Yeah. And,
but,
hey, and let me ask you this. You said you threw a bunch of numbers out there, but nothing in terms of personnel. How are they better suited in terms of personnel? Because this is basically the same group, right?
It is, except D'Angelo Russell's better.
Right.
And so is Hachimura. And I think that lineup is now, that starting lineup is something like 17-6.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've won 15 of their last 19 games.
They've got some insane records. Yeah. So, but I think game one's important. If they can get game one,
right,
then I think they put a scare into Denver. If they get blown out by 30, then it might be coasting downhill. Although, the Lakers' most famous blowout, most famous loss was the Memorial Day Massacre against the Celtics in 85, and they came back and won that in 6. They lost game one by 40 and then came back and won the series in 6. So they got a chance.
Bergman, where are you?
So I am actually on the Lakers. I think that the Lakers win this series, and I think they win in 6. You can laugh at me all you want.
I didn't. Did I laugh?
No,
let me ask you a question.
Right.
Did I, Brian, laugh?
It didn't laugh, kind of snickled or whatever.
I did not snickle.
Snickered.
There was a snicker. Not a snickler.
Yeah, there was a snicker that was in there.
Is
that a
snickle?
Whatever it's called. You know what I'm talking about.
I think the Lakers win game one. I think they go to Denver and they win game one, lose game two, win both at home, lose game five, win game six, and they go to the second round.
There you go. There's Greg's crystal ball.
That's my crystal ball. Yep. I'm fully on the Lakers in this series.
Okay. Laura?
I'm with Greg. They win game one, but I unfortunately have Denver in 6.
Denver in 6.
So you
think Denver
wins it
here. I'm sorry. Listen.
Yeah, she's saying Denver wins it here.
Huh. Yeah.
Sorry.
See, I think if Denver wins, it'll be in either 5 or 7. Lakers win, it'll be in 6.
Right.
See? So 6. You're
Brian,
on
what
the
about
same
you?
Page there.
I'm Lakers in 7 right here.
Lakers in 7.
Denver.
In Denver.
Wow.
Nice.
Take it to the champs.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I mean, the chances are not zero. It's not incredibly encouraging. The matchup is not incredibly encouraging. And the history between the two teams, recent history, is not encouraging either. They've lost 9 in a row, I think, to Denver now. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah, I know it's at least
sweep,
8.
0-4, then
they only put him 3 times this year. So I know they've lost at least 7, and I think it's 8.
Yeah.
So, John, do you think Gabe Vincent played really, really well last night? And finally, we actually see what Gabe Vincent can do, and this is what he did in Miami last year.
Right.
I think him on Jamal Murray in this series can make a little bit of a difference.
He's D'Angelo Russell insurance. If Gabe Vincent is available, and I think he is now, he's better, and Jamal Murray starts going off like he did last year. Murray last year was unbelievable.
Yeah.
He averaged like 32 a game. If he can do that and Gabe Vincent can come in and neutralize him, it's a huge part of the series. So we'll see.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun couple of days.
Yeah, it is.
Leading up to this thing. Dodgers, by the way, are losing 2-0 at Dodger Stadium. It is an afternoon game against the Nationals. Landon Knack got his first major league start for the Dodgers. Got chipped for a couple of runs early, but settled down a lot, and he's still in there.
Yeah, he gave up a solo home run to C.J. Abrams of the Nationals, who's been on fire to start the year. He had a solo home run in the beginning and then gave up another run, but he settled down. And now my favorite player in the history of the Dodgers is on the,
is on the mound right now.
So Alex Vesia is up.
Trying to preserve.
Your man.
With nobody out. So let's see where this goes.
This does not look like it'll end well.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No. He doesn't when he's on the mound.
I'll put money on Vesia.
He was good on Sunday,
yeah,
so I got to give him that. But
he's had 3-4 consecutive clean appearances.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. No, I did the math.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Did the math. Yeah. 3 or 4. I quit the math after 3 and thought
was
maybe
it, three
it would
four
be 4.
Innings, or was it 3 or 4
3 or 4
outings?
Innings. 3 or 4 innings.
Okay, so he went 1 2/3 on Sunday, so that, you know, cuts it in half.
So, Ireland, Bergman, everybody here, I've got two words that are scaring me right now.
Which are?
Leg day.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You haven't had one yet?
It's leg day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This is my first time with a full-on leg day with my trainer, Steve Zim. And
I always like leg days because it gave your upper body a rest. My legs are sore. I dealt with that better than being my arms and my chest.
Everything is super sore right now.
Yeah, so you're going to give that
pecs,
a break.
Biceps, everything is sore at the moment from the other day. But today is leg day, so I'm going to give this thing a run.
How close are you to becoming Chris Hemsworth? To being Thor?
I would say I'm at the beginning of this process, okay. This amazing journey.
How long are you giving it?
6 months.
Okay.
If you get to it and you get close to Chris Hemsworth, will you grow out your hair so you can have the long hair like Thor?
Oh, sure. What the hell?
That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
If you're ripped that you can do the show with no shirt on,
yeah.
You should grow your hair out.
Yeah. Ireland, would you? Now, you like would
Tyler
never
Glass
do the
now.
Show with your shirt off.
Zero
right?
chance of that ever happening.
Would you, out of curiosity, I've been asked this question.
And I would never take a picture in a jacuzzi holding onto a pipe either with my shirt off.
I found that to be a very attractive picture.
Somewhere I have a picture of you with a baseball bat around your shoulders with your shirt off. This has been some fantasy you've had your whole life.
Yeah.
Taking pictures with your shirt off.
Absolutely. So, Ireland, if I hadn't stripped down and ran to Tommy Lamb's office and yelled 570 sucks.
Right.
You were going to do it, or were you not really going to do it?
I probably would have done it.
You really would have?
Yeah, because it was an easy $100.
Would you really have done it, though?
For $100?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to find out?
I would prefer that we don't do that.
Really?
We have some assurances when you do it. Just put it that way.
What does that mean?
Yeah, let's just move on.
I don't know what that
means. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that I might get fired?
You probably would.
Yeah, I probably
You probably won't.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I'm going to do it again.
What the hell? That's true.
I'll tell you what, coming up next for you, I wanted to get to this, something John sent today that I really, really liked that I can't find at the moment, but is fantastic.
That is
John.
A great tease.
It is absolutely fantastic. You're going to love it. And also, there it is, I've done a bunch of research. I've crunched the numbers, and I figured out who the Rams will pick at number 19 in the NFL draft next week. Yeah, lock it up. It's done deal. This is the way it's going down. I'll tell you who it is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, did you know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? That's 2.5 months. Wow. I don't think my voice is going to make it. But let's talk about ZipRecruiter
anyway. I'll pitch in.
Yeah.
ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Use that exclusive website for free to help get here. You do it.
Yeah.
I'm done doing reads for the rest of
the
day.
Okay, there you go. Right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for your jobs. You can check out the people that ZipRecruiter sends you, and if you really like one or two, you can personally invite them to apply with one click, which makes them apply even sooner. Plus, here's how quickly ZipRecruiter can work to help you hire. 4 out of of five employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate within the first day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive address to try ZipRecruiter for free. It's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That's it. I'm out of here too.
Really?
I'm taking off. Yeah.
La 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 la.
Yeah, I'm taking off also.
I almost didn't come in today.
The Bergman and Laura show coming
oh,
soon.
Lord.
By the way, Mace,
yeah.
It's a Lakers winning Wednesday on 710 as we react
Excellent.
To everything from last night in NOLA. And we are looking ahead to game one of the playoffs on Saturday night against the Nuggets. Don't miss a moment today on 710. Keep checking back with us all day long. And don't forget all the reaction made possible by Michelob Ultra. 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. And John Ireland is not going to be able to enjoy it tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I see. You love that drop.
I love, this is one of my favorite,
oh boy.
Favorite drops.
You losing your voice, too? Laura.
So, anyway.
Wait. Is Parker. Okay. He's not. He's doing it on purpose.
No. I actually am not losing my voice.
Yeah. No. Please don't. Oh, look. There's Morales.
Yeah. Hey, Morales.
Yeah, Morales is here. Yeah. Yeah. It is one of my favorites.
Oh boy.
I love that one.
So, can we talk about John just for a second?
Yeah. So John is a trooper, man. He came in here. A lot of people wouldn't have. Drags his ass in. Does everything he can to be on the air and dies during a ZipRecruiter ad.
Yeah. He just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put it
that
out there.
That ZipRecruiter ad has killed plenty of broadcasters.
It killed me. Yeah. It started to kill you.
Sorry,
it killed John.
There, yeah.
But either way, he came in and we were like, you have to go home. What's more important for you is to do the game on Saturday.
Correct.
Doing this right now, today, is not important. Doing the Laker playoff games, way more important.
So this isn't important?
No, it is important.
And I need it?
But you are not calling the Lakers game.
Oh, that's true.
Lakers are a very, very big deal.
Of course it is. Of course
Alex Vesia has two on, two out. It's just.
It's all right. He'll clean
first
this up.
You're a man.
He'll clean this up.
Third, man. It's just scary.
Be an optimist.
It's just scary.
Be an optimist. Glass is half full.
I'm optimist about most of the Dodgers.
Look, it's a lefty-lefty matchup.
Oh,
I'm going to set him down.
That means nothing.
Going to set him down. Vesia. Yeah.
0-2. Oh.
Dodgers are losing 2-0, by the way. Landon Knack, really good rookie debut.
He did.
Washington's got two runners on, as Bergman said, and Alex Vesia on the mound.
Do you trust anyone less in this situation? On the Dodgers, do you trust Alex Vesia? Do you trust anyone close to get out of this?
I don't trust Alex Vesia necessarily.
Yeah.
He's not been as bad as you've made him out to be.
I mean, he just gives up solo home.
He's not been as bad as you. You're picking a
villain.
A villain, right? Mm-hmm. And Alex Vesia is that guy. And Gavin Lux is that guy.
Yeah, Gavin Lux too, but mostly because he can't hit.
Well, I think it's very early to be able to say that.
I mean, it's been like this from... Oh, we got a strikeout. There you go,
there you go. See?
Hey.
See?
I can say good things.
See?
Congratulations, Vesia.
Alex Vesia. Another clean inning for Vesia. So I mentioned this going into the break, but I've done a lot of research now, and I've cracked a lot of numbers, broken down a lot of spreadsheets and whatnot.
And yeah, just like you did on the NCAA tournament, you have a computer
which
that does all that?
I think I did pretty well in.
I'd have no idea. I didn't look at it after
I know.
I wrote
by
it
the
off.
Way, nobody even looks at their brackets afterwards anymore.
Did you have
I had two of the four Final Four.
Oh, did you really?
Purdue and UConn.
Okay.
And UConn winning.
So, I don't even know.
I was in the ballpark.
There you go.
So, here, remember this name. I want you to remember this name. Laura, remember this name. Brian?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Johnny Newton.
Johnny Newton?
Johnny Newton is a defensive tackle.
Okay.
From Illinois, who is ultimately, I think, going to be the Rams' first pick at number 19. They may even be able to trade back a little bit to get him. They're looking for a young defensive tackle who can, I mean, you're never going to do what Aaron Donald does, but you still need somebody who can line up with Kobe Turner on the defensive line and get into opposing backfields, and potentially that's Johnny Newton. I think he's going to be their pick. Again, when I crunched all the numbers, this is what came out.
So which mock draft did you look at to figure this out?
None. I did not look at anybody's mock draft.
You looked at every single player in all of Division I.
I looked at player breakdowns and read many blurbs and summaries.
So why are you off Latu now?
Because he's going to go before the Rams get their pick.
Yeah, he's probably going to go.
Latu is going to go. He'll be off the board.
So you wouldn't want to just move forward. If you who is the best player available? Do you think Latu would fit the best on that defensive line?
I do.
So why don't you talk to Les Snead when he comes on next Tuesday?
Oh, he's coming on next Tuesday.
Oh, exciting. Why don't you ask him, like, hey, why aren't you moving up for Latu?
Right, and we'll get the final answer on Johnny Newton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't even know who Johnny Newton is.
I have a feeling he does. Yeah, I have a feeling he does.
If anybody does, it's going to be.
He's probably got that down. But actually, next week's going to be fun because the Rams don't normally have a first-round draft pick.
Right.
And this year, we get to get psyched up for the first round and find out who they're going to draft. A lot of people have them going defense. A lot of people have them going edge rusher. Some people have them going offensive lineman, another tackle. Some people have them going quarterback. I think that's a mistake. I don't actually. I think the pick is Johnny Newton.
So,
in fact, do we have that music? Do we have the draft music? Because we should announce.
I'm sure it's in there. Oh, you're, their draft. You're calling it now?
Rams are on the clock right now. And we are awaiting their pick.
So why do you think a lot of people on these mock drafts have offense being chosen by the Rams?
Yes.
But they seem to be set. And when we were talking about this with DeMarco last week,
right,
he says do not take anybody offensive in the first round.
I agree with that completely. And I've seen some people haven't taken Bo Nix in the first round. I think Bo Nix would be a huge mistake.
So the only reason that DeMarco said maybe take a quarterback in the first round is so you can basically let him sit for 2-3 years. Because what happens if Stafford retires at the end of the year?
Okay.
You want a guy there. It's not going to be Garoppolo.
Right.
As much as he's a backup quarterback, that's who's going to be. You draft the next guy now to learn under Stafford.
But here's the thing. I want to win in 2024. The Rams pick is in. With the 19th pick in the first round, the Los Angeles Rams select Johnny Newton, Illinois.
Mitch Kupchak was in the NFL.
I was trying to do a Roger Goodell and I came out. No, Stephen John, we believe. What's Goodell sound? I think Goodell sounds a little like this, doesn't he?
You're going to make it that way, no matter what.
Sure, but that's what it sounds like.
I just don't know why the Rams would actually go offense even in the first, like, four rounds.
Well,
unless it's best available.
I will circle back around to this after Wheel of Questions, but the Rams may be ahead of the curve again. We'll talk about that. Plus, Laura's got the Wheel of Questions coming up next. Do I have something right here? Yes, I do. So I love my Hyundai Elantra. Been driving it for, I don't know, 3-4 months now. Getting 50 miles to the gallon. Unbelievable ride. Incredibly happy with that. And maybe you've checked out the Ioniq 6. Dude, this is like the most high-tech EV you have ever seen. Unbelievable ride. The Sonata is there. Always stylish. And if you want to go SUV, there's the Santa Fe. With next level tech and safety features, Hyundai cars and SUVs give you the confidence to boldly journey wherever life takes you. Advantages include available class exclusive digital key and available remote smart parking assist. And because the road ahead should be as worry-free as possible, you also get complimentary maintenance for 3 years or 36,000 miles and 10 years of America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile in a brand new Hyundai. Learn more about Hyundai's award-winning lineup and warranty at buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Laura's wheel today. Laura, what do you got going?
All right, guys. So today I was rushing to make my doctor's appointment in the morning so much that I didn't notice that I left the tag. Brand new shirt, left the tag in the back.
Okay.
And an older lady yelled at me and she was like, "Excuse me, miss, excuse me, you have the tag. You left your tag on your shirt." And I was like, "Oh, that's so nice." I said, "Thank you." And then she turns to me, snarkily says, "It's so sad to think you were thinking of returning an H&M shirt."
Oh, oh
wow.
And I was
the
like,
"The woman said that?"
Yes. Dots. And where my doctor is this is a nice, you know, little Wilshire area right before like Beverly Hills area.
Wow.
And I was like, I was stunned. I talk a lot. This woman left me speechless. Okay.
Yeah, that's a really big attack.
Bleep comment.
Yeah, that is.
Especially
so,
for H&M.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheap.
So how much were you going to get back when you took it back to H&M?
I wasn't. Oh. But my question is, how would you guys react or like answer? Because I didn't. I just stayed there. I was like, whoa.
So what was phrase the question again?
How would you guys react to a comment like that?
What was her comment?
She said, "It's sad you were thinking of returning a shirt to H&M because she thought I left
yes.
it.
Yes. How would I respond? Greg, how would you respond?
So I would respond, "This absolutely none of your business.
If I
want to return this shirt to H&M, I'm going to return it.
Yeah.
You know nothing about me. You don't know me. You don't know my life."
Oh, good.
Oh, I like that. You
would not actually do that. You would not do that for real.
Full on, you don't know my life. You don't know me. That's what I would do.
You would do that.
I would.
You would have like a Goodfellas confrontation. You don't know me.
I was left speechless.
Yeah.
So I want to know how you guys
are. Brian, what would you do?
I'd probably be taken back, but I'd probably go with like, "Oh yeah, you're on to my plan" kind of approach.
Oh,
I like that.
You got me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna return this $5 shirt from H&M.
I thought Hat's gonna get my shirt tomorrow.
I mean, honestly, I can't believe this woman said this. This is so out of line. But at the same time,
she looked like she would say that.
What did you say?
I literally didn't say anything.
You said nothing.
Nothing, and I just walked right into.
Yeah, I think the correct answer is none of your business. Mind your own business.
But she's old.
Everybody's up in everybody's business now. Everybody needs to be up in everybody else's business all the time. Get out of my business.
Why is it acceptable to do those things just because you're old?
No,
it's true. Old people do get away with more.
They get away
with it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But Ross Porter is one of them.
Oh, God.
Damn.
I don't think I don't even know how I should anymore.
Yeah, just push past that. Push past that. Yeah.
But
people do say stuff that I mean,
it's allowed.
Yeah, it is allowed. Yeah.
Doesn't it look worse? Cuz for me, I was so stunned that I walked into my doctor's office whatever and I was like, "That bleep," right? Like I reacted after. But I'm like, who would have looked worse, her or me, reacting to an older lady like me going off on
her? How old was she?
She was probably like in her late 60s, early 70s?
Yeah.
I mean, that's too young.
I think that's too young to be mean.
Yeah. You have to be in your 80s,
you got to be 80. Ask for not Stepdad Leo.
She
wasn't
no 80.
You got to be 80 to be mean and inappropriate.
Not Stepdad Leo is allowed to be mean. He's at that point.
He is. He's 80
plus.
He's
so sweet.
Yeah. My mom is too. My mom's just not mean. Leo is, he can be mean. He's ornery.
But the thing is, people actually do that. They will not, they leave the tags on so that they can return them.
Oh, no. I literally forgot because I
mean, she doesn't know you.
Yeah, and I don't have them anymore. I took them off. Like, right when she said that, I was like, yonk. Yeah, I felt so
dumb. I mean, people do this all the time. Probably not with H&M.
No,
but
I'm sure
like Nordstrom is famous for taking anything back. It doesn't even need a tag anymore.
Costco takes everything. Does
Costco take everything?
This guy, the other day that I went.
Nordstrom Rack, yeah.
He was returning a laptop without the box, and they took it.
Really?
I was like, dude.
Without the box?
Without the box.
That's at Costco.
At Costco, just the charger and the laptop, and the girl, you know, grabbing it back, she was like, "Do you have the box?" He's like, "No."
I've never been to a Costco.
You should. I love Costco.
So, true story, when I was living in Hawaii, Home Depot takes absolutely everything back.
What? Okay.
So, when I was in Hawaii, everything, I had lattice that I bought there from, like, right when I got there, because I put it around
like
my yard.
Like for a salad?
No, lattice.
Oh, lattice.
Lattice. Okay. So, I put it around, like, my apartment to be under the house just to keep the dogs inside.
Right.
I was there for 2 years.
Yep.
I got it early. I returned it
when
I left.
Two years of lattice free?
Everything that I bought from Home Depot, I returned before I left.
Oh, that's impressive. Yeah. That's impressive.
I needed a little extra dough.
Yeah. You know, customer service goes a long way, though.
Yeah.
It does.
Amazon takes everything back, right?
They do. Yep.
I mean, we've got as many packages arriving at the house as we do having
returns.
Going back.
Yep, same.
To Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try stuff out.
Can you just do it from your house, or do you have to go to like a Whole Foods or something?
Lately, you've had to go to like the Ralph's, Foods, and they've got a walker, and you stick it in the line. They've made it harder.
They're making it harder.
They are making it more difficult to return stuff. They're on to me.
Yeah, they're on to me,
because
too.
Because of that.
Yeah, like I bought some shoes on Amazon. What I always do is I'll buy some in 10 and some in 10 and a half, and whichever one fits is the one
better.
I'll keep.
Yeah.
And whichever the other one is, I'll send back.
I agree. I do the same thing.
Yeah. It's shopping.
It's smart shopping.
Smart. By the way, tomorrow's another Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN.
Yeah,
listen all day long for your chance to win tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse, the Love Earth Tour, September 29th at the Halloween.
Wow. See, it's hard to do the reads.
No, it's not. The Love and Earth Tour on September 29th at the Hollywood Bowl. Listen all day tomorrow for a Ticket Thursday on 710 ESPN. So after the game last night, Bergman.
Yes.
Darvin Ham actually pulled some sound. Darvin Ham said this.
Zero now. Back to zero and zero. We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades. You going to enjoy this one tonight, take tomorrow off, and then we'll go from there.
Okay, so to clarify, he said...
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
Okay, so
right.
So describe, define these...
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
But with the
fades... All the smoke, all the people that are talking about you, they're like, we want everything. Give us everything you got,
yep.
All the smoke. And we ain't ducking no fades. We're not ducking anybody. We're not ducking the Denver Nuggets. We're ducking nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he actually spoke to me directly last night.
In your dream?
During the press conference.
Oh, in the press conference.
Yeah, in the press conference.
Zoom?
I was on the Zoom. And he reacted to me saying that the Lakers should have tanked last night.
You did.
To get the 8 seed as opposed to the 7 seed. Here's how Darvin responded to me.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Did you? So you, Harrison Fagan, and Mike Greenberg were all in insane asylum together?
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Same padded cell.
All in the same room.
Matching straitjackets. Right. Oh, it's great. It's great.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm glad he said those types of things, though. Darvin Ham has been much, much maligned this year and a little bit last year, too. But if you go back and you actually look at what's happened after the All-Star break, both seasons, last year and this year, they've been much, much better. They went on a big old run to end the season, and now they're in the 7th seed. So you got to give them some credit.
Oh, absolutely. They've had a really good year. If you would have told me at the beginning of the year 47 wins, I'd say it's pretty good. Last year, 47 wins would have put you in the top 6.
Right.
This year, the West got really, really good, so you ended up the 9 seed or the 8 seed instead in a play-in. But you tell me 47 wins, I'd say that's pretty good.
To put it in perspective, we all think that the Sacramento Kings took a step back, right?
Yes.
They lost two more games.
Those
two games more than they did last year.
Yeah.
They were the 3 seed. These are the types of things that are going to happen. So, yes, it is something that the West is really, really good. But Darvin Ham is right, and I think we have to give Darvin a little bit of credit, too, especially for going after you and your insane asylum.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
That is so... Now, do I fire back or do I just...
I think you do it on Twitter, though.
Should I at Darvin?
At Darvin,
Darvin on Twitter? I've never added anybody. I hate
Cappy
the people
move.
Who at famous people.
See, this is Cappy's what we should move. Do. When we get to Crosstalk and Scott Kaplan is in studio with us,
right.
Ask him how you should word it because he does it all the time.
Mm-hmm. He really does.
At LeBron,
my
at Darvin
role model,
Ham.
Scott Kaplan. Absolutely.
Cappy does it all the time.
But he's right. And no matter what, they did play much better down the stretch.
Yes.
You got a huge, huge... a boost from D'Angelo Russell, who I was killing. You were killing early in the season.
I retracted my position long ago.
We had to.
Hopefully people don't remember it anymore, except you keep bringing it up.
No, but because that's the fun thing to do.
Yes.
Because I was one of those people that was saying he's here Correct. Just to be traded. That yep. was his contract was there to be traded, and he had one of the better seasons in Laker history.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
So with that, you don't feel good enough that they're going to win multiple games
Does
against
anybody,
Denver?
Actually, you know, Laura, I'm gonna give out the phone number for 2 o'clock call of the day.
Go for it.
Who really believes that they're going to beat Denver?
I do.
Do you really believe it?
Really, truly believe
really,
it.
Really, truly.
Yep.
You're not just saying this because you are much maligned on social media and in Reddit, and now you're saying I'm Lakers in six.
No, I am.
But are you? Is it to appease all of the haters?
I don't care about those people.
I think you're a hater appeaser.
I did get they let me get it into my head a little bit, but I don't care. I'm giving you my true opinion. I think the Lakers win this in six. After what I've seen the last 2 months, with how I saw them play against New Orleans. When it comes down to it, and also you have guys that can actually guard Jamal Murray, guard Nikola Jokic.
You know where you're going to be.
Where's that?
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
I'm in the insane asylum now. Are you going to be there with me? Is Harrison Fagan going to be there too?
Mike Greenberg, all of us. Fantastic padded room. Big
Brian,
padded
are you not with me? You don't think that they have a chance to win this?
Oh, I think they 100% have a chance to win.
Positivity.
How can you not believe, man? Yeah, come on.
We're in the playoffs now.
Cuz, I've just seen this.
I've seen this over and over.
I think they would have beat OKC. I think they would have beat OKC in a seven-game series. Denver is just a buzzsaw.
They are, but you're getting them early. You're getting them in the first round. This is not the conference finals when they've already been playing all together. There's a lot of things that we can get into a little bit later, but what I'm seeing with this team is starting to make me feel like, okay, they've learned something, especially on the offensive end.
Someone that just got out.
Oh, you hit
someone
it
that
times.
Just got out of the insane
didn't
asylum.
Work.
Yeah, there you go. I'm with you. I'd rather see Denver now than a couple rounds later where they're already in their playoff groove.
I mean, you are right about that.
Get us some games. Get us a run.
I think they actually learned some things from Denver and they're implementing it into their system.
Oh, you think they learned things from Denver and they're implementing? See, Ireland said, well, we're better suited for Denver this year. The reality is it's the same roster minus Vando.
So
isn't it not the exact same team minus Vanderbilt?
Yes, for the most part, but then you know Torian
Prince
is hitting.
And you flip out Schroeder for Gabe Vincent.
But Gabe Vincent is a much, much better defender and somebody that can actually guard Jamal Murray. And also, like the way that Rui Hachimura is playing recently has been fantastic.
Rui's been great.
So I think he learned from Aaron Gordon in the previous series last year, because Aaron Gordon just floats around that baseline, his threes in the corner, and goes and cuts into the baseline. Rui's doing that exact same
thing. But this isn't a criticism necessarily of the Lakers. I don't think anybody's beating Denver.
Most likely.
Including the Celtics in the finals. I don't believe anybody's beating Denver. So the Lakers have immediately drawn the very toughest opponent in the NBA in the first round of the playoffs. I still think that you would have to be
someone that just got out of the insane asylum
to think that the Lakers can beat Denver.
Joe, would you agree that the Lakers are best suited in the West to beat the Nuggets?
That's a good question. I don't know. Here's the thing. Anthony Davis doesn't seem to slow down Jokic at all.
No, but you have guys.
Not at all. In fact, Jokic has a 64% effective field goal rate against Anthony Davis this season. Jokic has a 4-1 turnover to assist ratio against when Anthony Davis is his primary defender. I mean, there's not, for whatever reason, Anthony Davis has got the size and the length and all that stuff, but Jokic is just better.
He is. Jokic is the best player in the league, and it's not really that close. But what they're doing, and you saw it against New Orleans in the last two games, they're building kind of a wall. They weren't allowing Zion to really get inside. Yesterday, they were.
Oh, yeah, he got inside yesterday.
Yesterday, he were, but they're starting to try and build that wall, which they can do also against Jokic. And they can put guys like Rui on Jokic, which was helpful last year. You have other guys now that can actually guard on the perimeter. They're guarding the perimeter much better. I think this series is going to be very, very different than last year.
God, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope Bergman is right, and he doesn't.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Sounds
like that. sound like that. All right, I did that. 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN. Do you have a rosy prognosis for the Lakers in the first round of the NBA playoffs? They've got Denver starting Saturday. You'll hear Saturday and all the games here on 710 ESPN. Ireland, by the way, checked out early. He's got a really rough voice, and we want him to sound good on Saturday. So I don't know if we'll see him again or not this year.
Yeah, I don't know if we will either.
Well, not this year.
This week?
I don't know
this
if we'll see him
this week.
See him again or not this week.
Hopefully tomorrow.
No, not this year, this week.
I got to text Momo while you're talking about it.
Yeah, do that. All right, we'll get a 2 o'clock call in the day coming in here next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.